And good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690K GGF Kyle High with you this morning on this Thursday. Currently, we are looking outside at cloudy skies, and it is 37 degrees. Expecting maybe a flurry or two in the area within the next hour. So just kind of keep an eye out for that. But again, with it being above freezing, it shouldn't stick. So we should be okay today. Well, today here on the Mighty 690K GGF, we have with us right now this morning, we have Pete Walterscheid. And Pete, good morning. How are you doing today?
Oh, good morning, Kyle. Nice to hear your voice. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. It's good to have you in studio today. And of course, if you people know by now, it's Magic by Pete.
That's right.
Of course, that is you. And you have an event coming up. It's actually tomorrow night. Is that correct?
That's correct. This is about the third time I've done an April foolery thing over the last 6 years or so, minus all the COVID years. But it's going to be at the Spencer Rounds Theater there at the college and there at the 11th Street in Willow. And be at 7 p.m. And I'm bringing in a professional by name of Keith Leff to perform. And we're both going to be performing together. It'll be a comedy magical show or a magical comedy show, whatever you want to call it. But we're going to put on a good show for you. And everybody's welcome. All ages, free admission. So come out and join us.
And that's one of the that's probably one of the best things, that it's free admission. So right. Hopefully you get a packed house tomorrow night. So yeah. Obviously, tell us about the gentleman that will be joining you tomorrow night.
All right. Well, Keith Leff, I've known for several years. I'm active in the Magician's Ring up there in Kansas City, and he is a professional that performs all around the area and all across the United States. And he's performed for Fortune 500 companies, corporate events, trade shows, and has done all type. And I've been on stage with him before up there in some of the events. And he's a great guy and a great magician. And our comedy kind of mixes. We just kind of mix in the stuff that we do. And it'll be a great show. Like I've been telling people, we guarantee you a show worthy of the price of admission. Anyway, but I am sorry that I do have to announce our special guests will not be there for the show. Will Smith and Chris Rock can't make it. It seems that they've had a falling out, so but we'll go on without them.
Or you could bring them on and just have a slap fight, you know, and just see who wins out of that.
That's
so
true. We'll have a fun time regardless.
Absolutely. So again, Pete, how long have you been? You said you've been doing this the tomfoolery thing for about three out of the last 6 years. But how long have you been doing magic in general?
Well, actually, I'm not one of these. I'm not one of these magicians like started as a kid and all that. As a matter of fact, I didn't really care that much for magic, but after about college age, I started getting interested in it. I watched a performer on HBO by name of Di Vernon that they called the Professor, and he did some things with the cups and balls that I swore that couldn't be done without trick photography. So I bought me a set of cups and balls and started trying to learn the stuff. And I ended up going to conventions, talking to professionals. I'd make three or four conventions a year, made some wonderful friendships. And I found out magic has its own little lingo. And if anybody who's ever watched Penn and Teller fool us knows that they can they give off certain lingo that magicians understand, but lay people don't. And once you know the lingo, it's pretty easy to kind of get on the inside. And I've sat down and had meals with like Harry Blackstone Jr. and Lance Burton from out in Las Vegas, and you know, several well-known performers I've got to meet and associate with. So it's been a lot of fun.
And one thing that's just always kind of caught my eye, because you know, Penn and Teller, they you know, they do magic, but they're also kind of like a comedy duo at the same time. They've always kind of reminded me of Laurel and Hardy, where you know, Laurel doesn't say anything, he's just quiet pretty much the whole time, while Hardy's the one that's always talking, kind of like the big mouth pretty much. And they right. they're kind of in that same vein, don't you think?
Oh yes, as a matter of fact, they got together. It's kind of an odd union of them, because I think Teller was a high school teacher, and they went to magic conventions together, and they were both of them were kind of dissatisfied with some of the traditional magic things, the old rabbit and the hat and that type of thing, how it had continued over the years and how magic hadn't really progressed. So these two bad boys of magic got together, and the rest is history. I think their appearances on David Letterman kind of set them apart.
Yeah, and then the show, you know, Fool Us, which is they don't get fooled very often. They're really
no,
good.
They
usually figure it out pretty well. But again, it's a lot of fun, and it's cool that you've been able you said you've been able to meet them, correct?
Yes.
I mean, that's really cool. I've heard they're really good guys. You know, they're just kind of normal guys when the camera's off, you know.
Yeah, the Magic Society is just like any other society, I guess, you get into having to do with hobbies, whether it be trains, airplanes, or whatever. We just kind of have a certain common interest that kind of binds us all together. I'd gotten an award in St. Louis for some of the stuff that I had come up with, and it's kind of funny. The fellow in front of me was getting an award, and the guy behind me was getting an award. The fellow in front of me was a grade school teacher, and the guy behind me was actually a neurosurgeon. So we come from all different walks of life, and it's just a passion that we all love,
and it's always a lot of fun. I mean, I enjoy going and watching magicians, because usually I'm the kind of person that says I don't want to know how the trick is done, because I just enjoy what is being done in front of me, where I'm just like, what? I've never been that person to say, how do you do that? Because I don't want to know, because I just want to stay in the moment of just, that's amazing, because they worked really hard on, you know, that trick to basically fool you. Because again, it's a lot, like we say, it's not technically magic, it's sleight of hand on a lot of stuff, but it's so good, so well done, and it takes a long time to learn how to do that stuff, does it not?
Well, yes, it does, and I think I learned the right way. I started doing sleight of hand. The type of stuff I do, I don't, I mean, a magic store wouldn't, I wouldn't be able to support a magic store, because I, my favorite magic store is like Dollar Tree or General Dollar, where I
Dollar 25
I see
Tree.
Something, yeah, that's right, so, Dollar 25 Tree, where I go in and I see something. And I say, oh, hey, maybe I can do something with this, mm-hmm. or whatever. But Keith, that's performing with me, is a very, very, very accomplished magician. He's won all sorts of awards. He's been voted 3 times winner of the stage competition there in Kansas City. And we have both performed together. And I just love doing it. And we kind of work well together, so I think it's a good mix, and I do guarantee we'll have a fun show tomorrow night.
Absolutely. And talking about that show again one more time tomorrow night, tell us about it once again.
Okay, it's called the April Foolery Show, which will be at the Spencer Rounds Theater there on the Coffeeville College campus. They're at the corner of 11th and Willow Streets here in Coffeeville. And it starts at 7 p.m. It'll be about a 75-minute, 90-minute show with magicians Keith Leff and myself. And starting at 7, all ages. And, hey, it's free admission. You can't beat that.
Absolutely. So be sure to head out there to the Spencer Rounds Theater tomorrow night for a lot of fun, a great show tomorrow night. And, again, Pete, thank you so much for coming in, talking about that and talking about a few other things as well, as we're just kind of going off the cuff this morning.
Well, thank you, Kyle. Thanks for having me.
All right, thank you. We're going to go ahead and take a break. And when we come back, we will have news at the top of the hour. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF.